Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Once again, I will show the Dave Glover Show, Dave's Faves, Bissinger's box of chocolates to the stream. And we went live about an hour ago, and we just found out that we've already sold $1,000 worth of chocolates.
That's awesome.
So I texted Maureen, and I'm like, I may be the guy on the cover, but if you want some chocolates, you better go to Bissinger's.com. And snatch them up, because they're going to go really quick.
I'm going to order some right now.
Every penny of this goes to Operation Food Search. So thank you. It's a great box of chocolates. Andrew and I picked them out. And there's just nothing bad about it. Everything about it is good. We bring Brad Young in. And before we get to Brad's stories, he wanted to comment on my little mini rant I did there at the end, but first, let's play this sound for you so you know what Brad's talking about.
You said you would have no problem with releasing the full video of that strike on September 2nd off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Hegseth now says...
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
Are you committed to releasing the full video?
Didn't I just tell you that?
You said that it was
You're
up to Secretary Hegseth.
You're the most obnoxious reporter in the whole place. Let me just tell you, you are an obnoxious... A terrible reporter. And it's always the same thing with you. I told you, whatever Pete Hegseth wants to do is okay with me.
Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No problem.
Brad Young, go right ahead.
Well, I was thinking while you were on your mini rant there, Dave, this is what really came to my mind, is that what President Trump said right there is kind of reflective, really, of what you see on social media every day. But as Americans, we've always looked to our leaders, not really just to reflect who we are, but to embody who we aspire to be. And I'm thinking of George Washington's integrity, Abraham Lincoln's moral courage, Franklin Roosevelt's unwavering optimism in the face of World War II. You know, I didn't agree in retrospect. I probably agreed with 10% of what Franklin Roosevelt did during the New Deal. But you cannot escape the fact that he was who we needed at that point in time in our country, because our greatest leaders have stood as symbols of, what's the phrase, our better angels. And we expect them to rise above personal ambition and partisan division, because in the example of great leaders, I think that we find hope and vision to be stronger, to be united, to be better. And what we just heard is none of those things.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Well said.
Can I just say, too, like, everything you just said is completely accurate, Brad, but then just take out of the equation that he is a leader and he is the president. On a professional level, you shouldn't be speaking to another human like that at your workplace. And, like, we can't even meet that standard, and that's what's so sad, too.
Yeah, I had an attorney one time, an opposing counsel in a case of mine, Rachel, that called my secretary while I was in court, read her the riot act. I come back from court. She's crying. I picked up the phone and I called this guy and I said, listen, did you say this to my secretary? He said, yeah. I said, great. because I'm never going to settle a case with you again because I bill by the hour. My opponents get a contingency fee. And I say, I'm going to take every case to trial and you're going to end up making about $8 an hour when these cases go to trial. And 10 minutes later, he sent over a dozen roses and then apologized to my secretary. So in one respect, people do mess up, but when they do, they apologize. But what you just heard was unrepentant and there would be no apology.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, talk to me about the Supreme Court is going to decide the legality of Trump's move to limit birthright citizenship.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really easy call for the Supreme Court. And I know that a lot of people, particularly some of my progressive friends, tell me how the Supreme Court is in the tank for Trump. That's not the case. They've made some rulings favorable to him, but I think they were well-founded. I don't think that they're in the tank for him at all. And this is going to be a good example because President Trump issued an executive order shortly after he came to office for his second term, stating that if even though you're born in this country, if you're born from immigrant parents, then you're not really a citizen. And there's two enormous legal issues with that position. First of all, the 14th Amendment specifically states all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. So it's hard to get around the 14th Amendment. And secondly, the Supreme Court's already dealt with this issue back in 1898 with a Chinese immigrant the question was whether this Chinese children born of a Chinese immigrant was a citizen. And the court ruled unanimously that yes, that anyone born in the U.S., they're citizens at birth, except for children of foreign diplomats or maybe invading forces. Other than that, you're a citizen. So I see the Supreme Court taking this up, and I see this as being, if not unanimous, it'll be an 8-1, at worst 7-2 decision.
Brad, are there people on your side of the aisle calling for this? Because if there are, I haven't heard it.
Calling for what?
To get rid of birthright citizenship.
MAGA certainly is. I people who are overly concerned about this idea of anchor babies, which I have to tell you, I'm concerned about it. People come to the U.S., they have children, and then the children are U.S. citizens. They come here illegally. I think it's a big concern, right? But the way to correct that issue is not to deny what the Constitution says. The way to deal with it is to have stricter border enforcement. Every major country on earth has strict border enforcement. There's nothing wrong with it. Even France has strict border enforcement. So I don't see any problem with that, but I do see a problem with basically saying the Supreme Court doesn't, or rather the Constitution doesn't mean what it plainly says it means, which is if you're born here, you're a citizen of the U.S.
And Royal Caribbean passenger who died on board cruise ship was served 33 drinks.
Well, I find, and this is something I wanted to get your opinion on for the room here, because it's a legal issue. I mean, first of all, this gentleman, Michael Virgil, he died last year aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. He was confirmed served 33 drinks under an unlimited beverage package. He became disoriented. He started fighting with the crew. They pepper sprayed him. And then they injected him with something called haloperidol, which is an antipsychotic medication. And then the guy died. And so the question is, should they be liable? And there's lots of legal issues on this. I mean, you could write a brief on this issue because of the jurisdictional issues. You know, it happens at sea. Does it apply to the U.S.? The cruise ship, when you buy a ticket, they get to name the venue and the cruise line named Florida. But this is actually covered under federal law. But just the idea of these cruise ships saying, come on our cruise. You know, you get unlimited drinks for $20 or, you know, whatever it is. And then someone gets 33 drinks and dies. And does the cruise ship have any liability for that?
Yeah, Brad, it reminds me of the eggshell doctrine, which, if I remember it correctly, if I rear end a guy in my car and he has a skull like an eggshell and dies, that's not my problem. Or it's not his problem, it's mine. And
right.
In this case, if you let people onto your ship who have a drinking problem or bad judgment, and you offer them this unlimited drink thing, and they take it to the nth degree and are injured or injure someone else, I think the responsibility is with the cruise ship.
Well, I do too, particularly in light of the fact that cruise ships advertise this. They market this. Come on our cruise. You can drink all you want for a set price. And then let's just say he got 33 drinks in him, right? But wasn't he visibly intoxicated after the 31st drink or the 32nd drink? I mean, I've never had 33 drinks in my life in a period of time like this. And so it seems to me like you would be visibly intoxicated. And if they're giving the guy drinks after he's visibly intoxicated, it does seem to me both legally and policy standpoint, there should be some liability for that.
I guess the part that I have a question with is, and this is a question not in any way taking a position because I obviously don't know, how much different is it than going to a bar and having way too many drinks, but you're going to different, let's say you're at a location that has multiple bars and it's not the same bartender serving you over and over and over again. Maybe you get three or four different people and they don't really pay attention and it's crowded. Is that the same kind of responsibility? And where does the responsibility lie on the person who chose to have 33 drinks?
Yeah. Well, let's look at the law on that, because that's a great question, Wheels. When you buy this ticket for Royal Caribbean, they designate Florida as their venue of choice. So let's look at Florida law. I looked that up. Under Florida law, though, a person who sells or furnishes alcoholic beverages is not liable for any injuries or damages unless they serve someone under the age of 21 or, and this is interesting, right from the statute, quote, knowingly serves alcohol to a person habitually addicted to alcohol, unquote. I don't know what a person habitually addicted to alcohol, I don't even know what that means, first of all, and how could any facility ever know that someone is habitually addicted.
Yeah.
But federal law applies here, not state law, but still the concept is the same. I think if a bar said, hey, for $50, you can drink all the scotch you want. At that point, I do think that there would be some liability, even in Florida, because you're going to have drunks showing up to get liquor for $50 for unlimited amounts. You're going to have people show up for that, and there could be liability.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A couple weeks ago, we had at Giving Tuesday. And I'm sure you guys were very generous, as you always are. And we meant to have our friend Will on from Grunt Style Foundation, which you can find at gruntstylefoundation.org/donate. But we got our wires crossed, and so we're having him on now. Will, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
Let's start with the bad news. I understand that we've had another suicide in the veteran family.
That is right. Unfortunately, Thursday of last week, Marine Corps Sergeant and Iraq veteran Enrique Ramos took his life in the parking lot of the Audie Murphy VA. This is the second suicide at the Audie Murphy VA in the last 8 months, the first being MA2 Mark Miller, who took his life in protest of his inability to secure proper health care and was being fed a constant stream over numerous years of these psychotropic medications that increase your level of suicidal ideation. He was aware of this. He protested this, fell on deaf ears, and finally he made that final protest. Unfortunately, this has happened again this past Thursday. There have been 18 of these now across the country of veterans taking their lives in protest at these VA hospitals. So unfortunately, that's where how we're starting this week.
Will, tell us about what Grunt Style does and how people can help.
Well, we are engaging issues exactly like what we're talking about here. One of our flagship programs is called our War Cry for Change, where we are trying to raise awareness in the public consciousness of the standard of care that we receive from the Veterans Administration Hospital, which is primarily a pill factory line of the psychotropic meds. We have over 68% of our veterans are on this classification of medication inside the VHA. And we've lost over 162,000 veterans since 9/11. So those are big numbers. We are advocating. We just provided testimony last week to the Senate Veterans Oversight Committee hearing on this issue of overprescription. We are out beating the drum. We're going to be doing an emergency symposium educating the community leaders down in San Antonio, where two of these tragedies have happened this year. And we need folks' support to help keep this work going, because no one else is engaging in this issue. And that's kind of where we stand, man.
So if you go to gruntstylefoundation.org/donate, Rach, maybe we can throw a link up to that.
Absolutely.
You can help out the veterans. Very near and dear to my heart, because that's the way I lost my brother back in 2002. Will, keep up the good work. Let us know how it goes, and we'll talk to you after the holiday.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for having us on.
Always, anytime. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Incredibly sad. I mean, incredibly sad.
Of all the groups of people that we should not be failing, you got to put vets at the top of that list.
The very top.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? It's like, I am not rich, but I'm ridiculously compensated for what I do. Way, way more than teachers and cops and first responders. That's nuts. Like, it seems like at the very beginning of all this, we should have said, okay, who's really the most important people? Okay, you're going to be compensated thusly. But we just, people go into those, you know, into the military, into law enforcement, being a first responder, being a teacher. No one goes into it for the money.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be, I think, with politicians. That no politician should ever go into it for the money. They should go into it in spite of the low pay.
Yeah.
But we should be taking care of these people way better than we do. Yep. And eventually, it probably already has bit us in the ass a million times.
Yep.
But eventually, it's going to bite us really hard.
Yep. Pretty awful.
Yeah. Had you guys heard about this veteran? 88 years old,
yes.
Had retired, but then lost his pension, had to go back to work at the age of 88, lost his wife, tons of medical debt. Thankfully, you know, some influencers found out about this, did a GoFundMe, raised like $2 million for him, which is incredible. But it got me into thinking, like, why is it that we have to do a GoFundMe for this veteran? Yet you can be in Congress for 4 years and you have a lifelong pension and lifelong health insurance.
Yeah.
That's very backwards.
Very backwards.
Yeah, you put your life on the line, you should definitely get a pension for life.
Amen. Think Tank coming up at 4:30. 4 p.m. Jacob online says, I swear I didn't do anything other than listen to your show. And on my Facebook feed is an ad for Bissinger's chocolate and specifically your item. Nice.
Buy it. Buy it now.
And you know what? You better buy it. In 2 hours, you guys have raised $1,000 through the DGS chocolate for Operation Food Surge. And Dan thinks we're going to run through this first run today.
Oh.
So if you want to make sure you get a box of these chocolates, go to Bissinger's.com. You can search Glover, and it'll pop right up. They're $20 a box for 7 of our favorite truffles. And I'm not saying this to like you guys are Hoosiers, but I was a grown-ass man before I ever had any chocolate that wasn't Hershey's. And Bissinger's is a different deal, right? I mean, it's a different deal. So it's great for Christmas. You're doing a good thing. You're helping out the show. And most important, you're helping out Operation Food Surge. Dave couldn't be on today, but we have a live look.
Yes, we do. Here it is.
Certainly a nice break in our temperatures today, but it's just been a one-day break. We got into the 50s. First time we've gotten into the 50s since November 25th. But today was the warmest day in a long time. We have another blast of cold air coming our way, though it's going to kind of be stepping down with a series of cold fronts dropping at us in the northwest flow. It's a very windy day on Wednesday, some gusty winds from the northwest, a real changeable sky, mix of clouds and sunshine. But think the warmest part on Wednesday is going to be kind of going out the door in the morning. Temperatures will be falling into the mid-30s by the time the sun goes down on Wednesday. A couple of snow flurries around Wednesday night, 28. Thursday, clouds, couple of snow flurries, but that's about it, 38 degrees. Then we get another setup, another cold front starts to come at us. Thursday night, it's cloudy, 28 degrees. The front is not coming through until Friday night. So Friday, partly sunny. We actually bump up a little bit to 42 degrees. Then the mother load comes down from the North Pole once again. It's really been quite productive with the cold air. This particular winter, there's a big snowpack up in Canada. And so that cold air is getting reinforced by that. But Saturday, 28 degrees for the high temperature. Saturday night down to 11. On Sunday, the high is 23. Sunday night, 15. I'm actually a little concerned that I may be too warm on this, but that's cold enough at this point. There's a lot of cold air, but there's no big storms in sight. This is just kind of a dry, cold North Pole air mass that we'll be watching over the next several days. How long can it go on? Boy, it just seems to be a never-ending push right now. And I think that we might get a little bit of a warming trend after this particular weekend, but I still see a lot of cold air coming at us for the rest of the month, especially the end of the month. So we'll keep an eye on that. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Keep the Murrays in your thoughts. We don't know exactly what happened, but last week, Dave's wife, Janice, who's wonderful, fell and shattered her elbow, and we think that she fell again. Mm. And is going to need another surgery. Mm. So they've had a 2025.
Man.
Just.
Yeah,
rough.
His shoulder. She's had this the second thing, right?
And she has a back problem.
Back problems, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And those are just miserable to deal with.
Rahm Emanuel, ambassador, former mayor, was just on CNN. He's not announcing his bid for presidency, but everyone knows he's going to run on the Democrat side. Just called for the United States to follow Australia and ban all social media for citizens under 16. Thoughts? Would you support that?
Well, yes. Because, again, we have standards already that there are things that people under those ages aren't allowed to do, right? And they aren't just substances. Sometimes they're things like movies, behaviors, things you can consume. And there's no inherent right that a non-adult has to see anything, right? I mean, I feel like it's perfectly fine. I know it would be a problem, and I know it's going to make people mad, but especially teenagers mad. But why is this off limits compared to other things? If you can rate a movie R and you can't get into that until you're 17, well, then why can't you have the same thing for online content that is completely unsupervised? I mean, I don't see why that's an irrational thing.
Yeah, right.
I think it's worth looking into. I think it's worth doing studies on. And if there is science that shows that this is not great for kids, then let's do a ban.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'm with you, Andrew. You on?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't like the idea of banning websites in general.
Can I ask why? What is it about websites that's different than like anything else?
Than a movie or a book or a magazine? I mean, like a 16-year-old can't go buy a Playboy magazine.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's separate from the rest. You know, if you're in the gas station or whatever, it's behind the counter.
I guess it's because. And we've had this, so I've kind of bumped up against this a few times on the show, and that I think I might be, and this is not a slight on anybody in any way, I'm not, you know, no value judgment or whatever, but I might be the only person on the show who doesn't think that social media is inherently harmful. So I would be hesitant to say that we need to start taking it away from people for one reason or another.
Make your case.
Well, I would make the case to go with this that rated R movies aren't inherently harmful either.
Right.
But we still say this group of people below this age, maybe they're not ready for that yet. But I agree with you, Andrew. I don't think social media is inherently terrible.
Andrew, I love you, but I do think earlier in the show I literally said the words, no, I don't think it's inherently harmful. it's kids. Like, should kids have direct access to something that we don't understand the effects of yet, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I said, like, let's do some studies. Let's figure out what's actually going on here, because for too long... It's just been unregulated, and it's just been like, isn't everyone having a good time on Facebook? And then it's like, wait, we've got quite a few problems popping up.
It does need to be regulated more. I can get behind that. Okay, well, now that I sounded stupid, now
I'm not so much stupid. I think,
yeah, yeah, I'm going to go get the guest. You guys are making a really good point. And I'm like, I agree with everything you're saying. So I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know,
and I didn't think this one all the way through.
And any parent that wants to complain, well, that other parents are letting their kids sign in on their accounts or creating, fine, let other parents do it. And if your kid's mad about it, tell your kid to suck it up. I mean, like, you know, I don't think it's that hard. Like, for, as an example, my kid, we made the rule, you're not getting a cell phone until you're 13. Other people got them when she was 10 or they were 11 or 12. And we're like, it doesn't matter. You don't need it. When you need it, which is when you're older and doing more things on your own, then you can have it, because then you're going to need it. It's a tool. It's something you can have. I don't think it's that hard for parents to set boundaries and rules as long as you're willing to deal with some of the fallout if your kid has a fit over it.
Yeah, I think inherently, necessarily, we're saying that parents can't or are not doing that job by saying we'll ban it.
To a degree, but I mean, we could do the same thing with movies. I go back to movies a lot because we could do the same. We could say the same thing, that we have to rate movies R because parents won't limit their kids. And to a degree, I think that's true. I think you're right. That's a fact. But it's also, there's no inherent reason. There's no benefit, no to me argument that says kids will suffer without this. Because we didn't have it and everybody was fine. I mean, like, there's literally decades, if centuries of evidence that kids have been just fine without it, didn't need it. And I know it's modern times. And again, I think you can maybe gradually work your way to it. Maybe there is a way that you have a site that's for younger people that is monitored, that doesn't allow for any weird content to be brought about. But how does that change things with bullying? How does that change... It's just a hard thing to monitor when anybody can post anything at any time.
And I clicked on that so fast. I'm super into charcuterie these days. It's just fun to pick up some meats and cheeses and some crackers and some nuts and some olives and throw them all on a platter. You just feel like you're doing something. You feel like you're hosting. And this is the time of year where it's like, who doesn't want you to show up to their holiday party with a nice little charcuterie board? And at schnooks.com, they even have a guide for you. If you've never done it before, they'll kind of help you figure it out. You can also just go to the deli, go to, you know, the cheese section, just look around, see what looks good, and start throwing something together. I'm telling you, it's fun. And when you do it, use your Schnooks Rewards app. You earn 2% cash back on every single thing that you purchase. Plus, you'll get personalized savings based on what you typically buy at Schnucks. So go download that app right now if you haven't already. It's free. It's easy. It's the Schnucks Rewards app.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan. I see clearly now thanks to the doctor's doctors, Greg Birdie, Ranju Mahotra, Robert Brusati, and Andy Royer. You can too. YourEyeDoc.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plan starts at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. DSL on stream says, hello. Came in late, saw the box of chocolates on the Bissinger site, but only box where I can't actually see what's inside. I'll show you. Everything's backwards on the stream.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Looks like that.
Bunch
and
of yummies.
It is, wow, I have a hard time reading this because I'm old. Rach, can you read it? Do you have your box over there?
I do. Hold on.
Kevin being,
you know,
suspiciously
thing about a box
quiet.
Of chocolates.
What's that? It's too
about
dark.
What he can read.
I'm in the dark.
We've got the milk peanut butter smoothie.
Turn my flashlight on.
Dark raspberry French cream. That one's for me. So buy the box of chocolates and then set that one aside for me. milk chocolate Swiss truffle, the milk chocolate tiramisu truffle, the dark sea salt caramel truffle, milk pecan caramel, and the white Russian truffle.
Ooh, also known as the Lebowski.
No, it's not.
Dave's faves.
Mm-hmm.
And you better hurry because we've sold over $1,000 of this in the past 2 hours. I don't know how many boxes Dan made for the first run. I'm assuming there'll be a second run, but we don't know that. So if you want to make sure you get yours by Christmas, go to Bissingers.com and buy them up.
And you can also go to the retail store.
Yes.
That's here in St. Louis. It's a great place. Lots of great stuff.
And you're likely to see Andrew there.
You're very likely to see me there.
He's going
to
be by the oops counter.
And I will warn you, you will leave much lighter pockets
yes.
if you go in the retail store, as I can attest from this morning.
Do a couple headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Real quick, before I do headlines, I do want to give a shout out to Retro Wave in Washington, Missouri. They reached out on the stream, looked up your shop. Seems really cool. It's a vape store, but they sell like just tons of cool like gamer stuff. It looks awesome. I've been wanting to go to Washington ever since we drove through for the Halloween show. So I'm going to be taking a little road trip and stopping in at some point. It is cool. And there's a donut shop there that I forget the name of. Did you clock that as you drove through?
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, I would like very much to try that. I also want to say thank you to everyone in the stream who has weighed in about the social media kids conversation. Just truly enjoy reading everyone's opinions and you know, everybody's coming from a different place. And it's just cool to have that kind of dialogue going. We're running out of time for headlines, but I'll read one for you guys.
Okay.
Gas prices have plunged to the lowest level in nearly 5 years. A gallon of regular gas at the pump these days costs drivers an average of $2.89. This is really good, but
very good.
We're not making a huge deal about it because that's only about 7 cents lower than it was a year ago. So it's just basically been a good year for gas. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's still nice to see things trending in a positive direction.
For sure.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.